We're already pretty settled here, which is very nice. I want to encourage moving into a mental state of loving kindness. Metta. And sometimes just hearing the words is enough. But at other times we need to encourage the heart a little bit more. And we may want to do that through bringing up an image. Or a memory. Buddha's instructions on metta meditation just starts with, I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with loving kindness. But of course that implies that that feeling is really available immediately ready. And that may be true for you right now, but just in case it isn't, you might recall a time when someone was very kind to you. That might have even happened here sometime in the last few days. Even just being here among people who are supportive and virtuous, staff members taking care of us, and teachers who really want you to progress. When we fill our hearts with metta, whatever image or thought or phrase, let it well up inside. For me, most of the time, it's a felt sense in the body. It isn't necessarily associated with images or words. But I can feel it. So then we fill the citta, let it be completely imbued with metta, soaked in it, filled with it. There's no space in there for anything else. just loving kindness. Sometimes it's translated as loving friendliness or goodwill. But the experience of metta is so complete. It's really this boundless, unconditional, loving kindness. It's not enough to really just call it kindness, and it's more specific in a certain sense, or maybe more purified than love. Because it doesn't have anything it wants. It has no strings attached. It's not about longing or desiring or clinging. It's just open, pure love for all beings without exception and for yourself. So when we get a sense of that, and it fills the mind, fills the heart, then we can start with what the Buddha taught us. I will abide pervading one quarter with this mind imbued with loving kindness. If you were to divide the space within and around your body into quarters, how would you do it? I tend to use vertical quarter pieces like cylinders, kind of pie shape, coming out from the center core, running through the middle of my body, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, and fanning out to the front of me for the first quarter. And that whole area is filled with loving kindness. So why did the Buddha do this? Why didn't he just say, fill your whole being with loving kindness? I think it's because it's more powerful this way, kind of slowly, step by step, fill our entire being. The first quarter, likewise the second, and move to the right, fill the whole right side. Likewise, the third, filling the whole area behind. From that inner core out, the backside. Likewise, the fourth, completing the cylinder. All the way around. And above. So So the space above you and below all through you and around you, the space is saturated with that energy of loving kindness. All around, everywhere, into all beings, as to ourselves. So it reaches out, kind of overflows, further and farther, including everyone. And you keep that whole space filled, and then moving further out, and the instructions say, I will abide pervading the all-encompassing world with this mind imbued with loving kindness. Abundant, exalted, immeasurable. Without hostility, without ill will. And by that time, of course, there's no trace of hostility or ill will. Pervading the all-encompassing world. With this mind, this heart, imbued with loving kindness. the mind starts to wander or the feeling starts to fade, then we want to replenish it. And you can do that by repeating the same instructions. And this time, it's likely that the feeling, the felt sense of metta, will be easier to access. And as we fill each quarter and so on, you might experience that the feeling is richer, deeper, thicker, if you will. So I will abide, pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise, the second. Likewise, the third. Likewise, the fourth. Above and below, around and everywhere. And to all, as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Abundant, exalted, and immeasurable. Without hostility and without ill will. Then just repeat that ongoing pervading as many times as you feel is needed or useful to really develop that sense of loving kindness that really fills your every pore. It really expands as far as your imagination can take it. last couple of days of the mindfulness of in and out breathing, you can use metta as a way of gladdening the mind. So if you move through whatever instructions are helpful in the first two tetrads, and then into the third one, tranquilizing the body, tranquilizing the mind, and then for the mental activity, and then lifting the mind up and actually concentrating it with metta. So the Brahmaviharas are talked about by the Buddha not only as standing on their own to reduce various kinds of unwholesome mental states, like he tells Rahula to develop the metta meditation to remove any trace of ill will. Metta and the other Brahmaviharas are also talked about in the suttas as the measureless liberation. And what it means is that this can bring you into samadhi. So sometimes they'll call it metta jhana. And so at that point in mindfulness of in and out breathing, using metta, you can then go very deep in meditation.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.